This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The great thing about heaven is not just the place, it's the one we're going to be with for all eternity. And I hope you get that. It's the one we're going to be with for all eternity. And isn't it wonderful and comforting to know that we're going to be with the Lord forever? What's heaven going to be like? We're going to be with Him. I can't explain that. I can't quantify it. But that's what it means. We're going to be with Him forever. And then look at verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." When people have asked me over the years, what does it mean when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? Here's my answer. Everything. That's all it means. It means everything. To claim, "I am the way, the truth, and the life" is the most egotistical, maniacal statement. I mean, it's crazy. It's totally nuts to say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life" if it's not true. And Jesus said it with power, and He said it with authority, and believe this or not, He said it with humility, because it was true. I am the way. I'm not just pointing the way. I am the way. I'm not pointing you to truth in the right direction. I am the truth. I'm not showing you the way to happiness and the way to get rich and the way to do this or that. I am the way. He was claiming everything by saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And if that statement is true, there is nothing more important in the universe than knowing the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Roger Fredrickson, for years, was a Baptist minister in Wichita, Kansas. He was a writer, and he tells about a couple that started coming to their church by the name of Doug and Jackie. Doug was a dentist, worked at the VA hospital in Wichita, and this Christian thing was new to them. I mean, it was all new. And Roger talks about with great emotion about the day that he baptized Doug and Jackie. They were both in the water together in the baptistry, and right before Roger baptized them, he said, "I'll always remember Doug looking over at his wife Jackie and just whispering the words, 'I love you. I love you,' just before they were baptized into Christ." And he said it was a powerful moment. Well, Doug and Jackie invited Roger and his wife over for dinner some weeks, about 7 or 8 weeks after their baptism. And they told Roger, "You know, this is all new to us. Going to church is new. Reading the Bible is new. Being in a Bible study group, it's all new to us." And they were just soaking up everything they could. They're starting to share with their friends. And Doug wondered if maybe he was placed in his workplace at the VA hospital where he worked so that he could be the one to share with people, which I found intriguing. A new believer thinking, maybe God's placed me here. And you say, what happened with Doug and Jackie? What was going on in their life? They came to know the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. You see, what you believe about Jesus impacts how you treat your wife. What you believe about heaven impacts how you treat your wife or your husband. What you believe about Jesus impacts how you treat your family, your children, your parents. Because where you know you're going eternally will impact your now, your current moment. I really believe that. When you know you have a destiny that's beyond this earth, and it's beyond this job, and it's beyond this education, and it's beyond this career, and it's beyond this life expectancy, it's about eternity. It changes your perspective on everything. Verse 7 is so powerful. "If you really knew me," Jesus said, "you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.